I recently went to Solvang, Little Denmark in California. This is where my FOMO used to go periodically, and my father, and various parts of my family, and some family still lives there. And so I took my mother down, my 82-year-old mother down, to see Solvang for Christmas, because we had never been to Solvang during the holiday. And I wanted to see how it was decorated, and there was a few events going on, and well, it had a few trials and tribulations, as one can imagine, traveling with an 82-year-old that has health issues. And anyway, I tried to put all of that aside and do my thing, even if she wasn't able to participate in a lot of it. But as I was reviewing my photos this morning and my video, I just got kind of cynical again. And that happens for me. I can enjoy and love the beauty of different traditions and holidays and all of that, but then I also have this other part of me that kind of sees through some of that, you know, and it dawned on me that this tradition that we keep trying to perpetuate in our families and our lives is somewhat built on fantasy, basically. Okay, it came basically out of the pagan tradition and then into the Christianity, took on it, you know, with the baby Jesus coming and the birth of Jesus. And, you know, as I sit here today, I'm just kind of thinking I'm going to treat it like any other day, because it can bring so much disappointment when things don't go as you think they should or as people want them to. Or and then, you know, it's just, over the years I've looked back and there's been, you know, good times and obviously disappointments over the years. And I just think if I treat it, and if we as a people treat it like any other day and enjoy what's the moment brings us, we'll be in much better spirits. Because as I looked at this traditional decorations in Solvang and, you know, bringing in, waiting for Santa Claus and all the things that go along with it, the goodies and the tree dressing and all the things that you see, you realize, or I realized as I was reviewing today, that not everybody has that, you know? Not everybody believes it, for one, but not everybody participates. Not everybody has the money for gifts and holiday stuff. They're basically trying to still survive in their homes and, you know, put food on the table. And when you think of it in terms like that, then you think Christmas is such an indulgence. And and yet here in the States, we pass that on to our children. And we all come, as in our older ages, we all come with, you know, memories of growing up at different Christmases and traditions that were carried out in our family. And even as an older person with both my boys or my young men in different parts of the state and kind of an ill mother and family spread across the countryside, and summer passed, of course. But, you know, it's just like those traditional family gatherings even aren't always possible. And that's disappointing to people and to me. And I thought about it, and I thought it's because that's something that has become an expectation around certain holidays. And I think, you know, for me, going to Solvang this time was trying to start a new tradition or a new something different around this time, and yet I ended up missing my FOMO, I ended up missing my dad, and, you know, reflecting, of course, on past Christmases, and, yeah, so it's interesting, it's sort of bittersweet, this holiday for me, and I'm going to try to stay in the moment and finish my Christmas gifts that I'm making. And if I'm not gathering with the family members that I feel like I would like to, I'm just going to pass the gifts on and, you know, move on to the next day, because I can't afford in my own mental state anymore. I can't afford to stay in the negativity of trying to make a family, quote unquote, family gathering happen anymore. You know, it's just gotten exhausting. It really has gotten exhausting for me. And I want to release all of that, you know? So it's an interesting thing. I had a really nice time in Solvang, despite some of the obstacles and setbacks, and did what I wanted, you know, looked around the town, took some photos, did a little shopping, had some ebiskiva, and then came home. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the experience, and that's all I can do, you know, is offer up experiences anymore. And people will join or they won't. And I'm just kind of in a place of acceptance with that today. And also with the knowledge that, you know, we've made these holidays into something bigger than they really are. Seriously. It's another day in the 365 days we're given every year. And, you know, we have to make our own way with it. And try not to be bogged down with expectations from others. And yeah, I guess that's all I have to say about it. Yeah, Maggie just joined me. She came in from outside. She had to check the outside surroundings. We've been having a huge weather front come through. Yes, we've had lots and lots of rain this last day, haven't we? So she was checking the back to see how things were. Now she's in. Thanks for listening.